Hello there and welcome to another episode of The Marketing Guide. It's me, your host, Laura O'Mahony. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I'm going to talk to you today about some of the social media predictions and some of the trends for things that are happening in 2022. I know it's crazy. Is anybody else feeling like I still feel like it's 2020? I'm still trying to process 2020. And like, that's nearly 2 years ago. I'm like, where did that time go? It's crazy. We're going to talk about the different predictions, the different trends, things that I kind of see happening within that space and the way things are moving in terms of, we're going to talk about video and lots of different stuff. So definitely stick around for that episode. It's really important, especially if you're very active on social media or you're in any way active on social media, to know exactly, you know, what way things are going and what you need to do in order to kind of keep up with social media, because it can be really, really hard. This year, Instagram has just thrown everything at us. They've changed so much and they've moved just everything around, and I know people get really overwhelmed by it because I get DMs all the time saying, I used to have this sticker and now the sticker's gone, I used to have this thing. But it's important to look at the big picture as well and look at where are things going and what does social media in 2022 look like. So definitely stick around for the episode. If you want to get in touch with me and you're enjoying the podcast or you've got any feedback, you've got any questions, drop me a DM on Instagram. My username is at lauraomahony.com, the word .com. Definitely pop me a DM. I'm more than happy to chat. I love getting voice notes and I love sending voice notes as well. Definitely pop me a DM, or if you want to send me an email as well, you can do that through my website too. And my website is lauraomahony.com, and all the episodes of the podcast are on the website. And there's definitely some really, really good ones to go back and listen to. I'll share in another episode. I think I'll do a breakdown of some of the best episodes. But some of the ones, like the one with Dr. JJ Peterson from StoryBrand, the one with Tyler J. McCall, that's a really good one to listen to in terms of Instagram and where Instagram is going and, you know, different things, strategies that you can put in place for Instagram. So definitely go back and have a listen to those episodes. And the one with Mano as well from Your Social Team. Really good episodes. And I'm really proud of those episodes as well, because I just think they're really good. And I even like listening back to them. Definitely go back and check those out. So let's get going with today's episode then, before I do any more waffling on. I don't like waffle, you know that. I try not to waffle too much. So let's get going with the first kind of prediction, or the first trend that I see happening in social media in 2022. So number one is we're going to see a lot more of short form video content. So according to a recent study, 82% of online content will consist of video by 2022. And I think that TikTok has created this whole new way of us to consume information. So like, most people will consume TikToks without even knowing they're consuming TikToks, because TikTok really, created Reels. It's just a carbon copy of Reels. If you've listened to the podcast before, you will have heard me saying that. Reels just copied basically what TikTok is. It's just short little snappy clips, really quick bits of video that you can consume really quickly. But people are spending more time consuming those small little pieces of video, and they're spending more time on the apps than they would have done traditionally with normal, say, Instagram or Facebook, that kind of thing. So I think we're definitely going to see more short form video, because we've got on YouTube, we've got Shorts, we've got LinkedIn have it, Instagram has it, Pinterest have even brought out, you know, video as well. So it's definitely, we're going to see a rise of that. So my suggestion would be is to familiarize yourself with short form content. Look at some of the creators within your space and people within your space and your niche that are creating that type of content. So there's a lot of small business owners on TikTok and on Reels as well that are doing really, really well with their content, because all they're doing is showing how they pack up an order, showing how they're making the product. Say you're a candle maker, they're showing how you make the candle, how you're mixing up the stuff. And a lot of it is even not even having to talk over, not even have to show themselves on screen. And they're doing really well. And a lot of people, like in the terms of cake businesses, I've seen like every kind of business that you can imagine that's like a small business. And even in terms of service providers and people that are like in that space as well, they're creating educational content and sharing educational content. So definitely familiarize yourself with short form video and pick a platform where you can create your content and put it on there in 2022. So that's number one. Number two then is social media is going to emerge as a shopping platform. So we're seeing more and more of integrations in terms of on Instagram that you can buy within the app now, that you don't even have to leave the app, that you can like literally save your credit card within the app and within one tap you can like purchase something, which is really, really good for small business owners and people who are selling actively on any of the social media platforms. It's really, really good because it means that they have less steps to do. They don't even have to leave the app, that they can come on and say you're somebody that sells like coffee cups, they can come on, look on your profile, and within a matter of minutes without ever having to leave the app they've bought the coffee cup. And you know, it's really, really simple and done really easy for them. All their information is saved in the app already, so they don't even need to like input all the details that you'd normally would have to do in terms of e-commerce. So we're going to see a rise of that. TikTok as well are doing a lot more in terms of live and encouraging kind of sales over live, and they're developing tools for that at the moment. And the same with Instagram Live, the same thing is happening as well. You're going to be able to buy products within Instagram Live. It's not available for everybody. They will roll it out. So definitely in terms of product creators and people that are selling a physical product, there's going to be more investment made into those platforms and into selling. So if you're not currently selling, you don't currently have, you know, you have a physical shop maybe, but you don't have an online store, it's a workaround for that, that you don't have to like, you know, put in as much work in terms of going off and creating a whole e-commerce website, making it look and feel great, and that you can get started with selling on TikTok and on Instagram as well. And if you are somebody that is selling products and you want to get started, a really good way of doing it is Shopify Lite. I have mentioned this before in the podcast, but I think it's $9 a month, and you can have your products up there, but you don't have the whole kind of e-commerce facilities that you would with a normal e-commerce account. But it is a really good way of getting started as well. So that is number two, that social media is going to emerge as more of a shopping platform. There's going to be more of a shopping element to social media in 2022. That's what I predict anyway. Number three then is that people have shorter attention spans, so they want to consume their content in more bite-sized pieces. So years ago when I first started blogging back in, oh god, I don't even want to say because it's that long ago. I think I had my very first blog in 2001, 2002. And they weren't even called blogs then. It was like called something else. It had a different name. But people would have these paragraphs and paragraphs, and people would read them and people would consume the content that way because there was no other alternative. And if you wanted to, you know, get information about a certain topic or a certain thing, the internet was a much smaller place, and it wasn't as visual. So people would consume that content and would read, you know, big long blog posts. And even up to a few years ago, people were reading those big long blog posts. And then there was a move and there was a shift to people kind of bringing their content over to Instagram and having that more visual feed and having long form captions then. And then that kind of shifted again into the short form videos, which we know as Reels or TikTok, and having, say, maybe small little captions. And even when people are posting onto the grid, their captions have got a lot smaller because people don't want to read big captions anymore. They don't have that attention span. So we're going to see a move over to bite-sized content. So even the likes of, say, content within that you maybe before posted a 10-minute video to YouTube on how to do something, people want to find that information out a lot quicker. So it might be broken down into, say, a 60-second reel, and you might skip some of the steps and, you know, give a link to your website where they can find the full thing. But people want the information as quick and as easy as possible. And the people that will disseminate the information in that way are the people that are going to, you know, get more followers, get more people onto their platform and get more engagement and interaction from that, because that is the way that people want to consume their information in 2022. So that is number three. And number four then is there's going to be a push for video content on Pinterest and live shopping as well on Pinterest. So they're already working on this and they're doing kind of e-commerce testing, and they have a creator marketplace as well for sponsored content. So you're going to even see more of those options kind of coming through on the app in 2022. There's definitely going to be, you know, a push for live shopping across all platforms. I can see that happening across TikTok, across Instagram, across Facebook, everywhere. You're going to see more people. And I've even seen a trend in the last few months on TikTok Live, because I've been observing lots of lives on TikTok, that people are coming on, and it's nearly like QVC for all the world. It's kind of gone backwards. I seen a channel where they were selling clothing and like scarves and hats and all this kind of stuff. And I sat there watching it for half an hour and I was like, yeah, this is really good, because she was showing how the hat could go with all these different styles, and they were showing this scarf and different ways to wear it and all this. And it was actually really interesting. And I was like, right, I want to buy that scarf. So I bought the scarf, because I'm just a sucker for advertising and for TikTok, buying stuff off TikTok. There is going to be a rise of that, and there is going to be more of, you know, bringing your products to life and showing people what they actually look like, and in that QVC style. And we're definitely going to see that, and being able to buy the product directly within the app without leaving the app. So that is number four, a push for video content and live shopping on Pinterest. Number five then is there's going to be a big push on live streaming on TikTok. So they are looking to get more content creators to go live, and they're giving them more rewards and stuff for going live on the app as well. But it's a really good place for content creators to earn money as well on the app, because you get these little rewards. People who are following you that are enjoying your content, if you're sharing really good content that's helpful and useful for them, or even relaxing. There's loads of different ways of doing live on TikTok. There's a good way of earning commission then from each of those gifts that you get sent. But also they're going to push that live shopping as well. They're going to roll that out as over 2022 too. So I don't want to go too much more into deep, because I've kind of talked about the live shopping kind of thing, but they are definitely going to, live is definitely going to be a big thing in 2022, and we're going to see more and more people take into live and use a live in a creative way, to bolster their income and to get more sales within their business as well. Okay, so let's move on then to number six, which is I predict that brands are going to invest more money into finding out more information about their ideal customers and who their ideal customers are. So I've talked about ideal customers, and I covered it on a previous episode of the podcast called Finding Out Your Ideal Customer Avatar, and you can go through that exercise step by step. So basically your ideal customer avatar is having one persona, or maybe two personas, and filling them out and having all detailed information about who your ideal customer is. So like what age are they, how many kids do they have, what books do they read, what podcasts do they listen to, you know, where they live, what social platforms are they on, all that kind of stuff. But I think that brands are going to invest more money into finding out a lot more detailed information about their customers. So they're already doing this in kind of sneaky-ish ways, so depending on the customer's actual behavior. So you know when you go onto Amazon, you look at a product, then 2 days later you're on a different website and you see an ad for that product from Amazon, that kind of thing. But they're going to kind of reverse engineer that, this is what I think anyway, that they will want to know things like, you know, how often they're going on an app, how many times a day do they open the app, what colour palettes do they like, what ad examples are they clicking on most often, so what type of ads get them to click, and just finding out a lot more granular information about them, so that they can, you know, look at their marketing efforts and really hone in on who their exact ideal customer is and what do they do online and how do they spend their time online. So that is number six. So number seven then is we're going to see an increase in AR and VR technology. So if you've never heard of AR or VR, don't worry, you have heard of it, because if you've ever used Snapchat and use a filter on Snapchat, that is a AR piece of technology. which is augmented reality, and then you have virtual reality. So you've probably heard of virtual reality. You know, you put on these headsets and you think you're at a theme park, or you're like in the middle of the ocean and there's like whales swimming by you. I'm not a fan of it. It makes me sick every time I put on, or 3D. I can't watch a 3D movie. It makes me so sick. But Snapchat kind of pioneered the whole AR filters. So you remember back in the day you had the bunny ears and everyone thought, oh, this is great. It was like the thing. Whereas now we kind of take it for granted. But AR has moved on in so many more ways. And even on Facebook, there's like a whole studio called Spark AR. It's where you can go to create filters for your brand. Now you can hire someone to do this for your brand if you're not technologically advanced, or you don't know kind of, yeah, you wouldn't be able to do this. You can hire someone to create a filter for your brand. So you see these all the time. You'll see, like, especially on Snapchat, you see them, like, if you go to a certain place, you see like Tenerife and they have like a filter for that, or you see Coca-Cola have a filter, or they have a funny kind of thing that like puts something over your face. But brands like, say, Kylie Jenner and stuff like that started using them for people to be able to try on lipstick and stuff like that. And you'll see even on Amazon. So I recently bought a TV, and when I went to Amazon, it gave me the option to use AR, augmented reality, to show what the TV looked like in my living room. So I could kind of get an idea of the dimension of the size. Was it too small? Was it too big? And what it would look like. So there is going to be investment in companies using more of that AR technology and investing more in filters and in, you know, different kind of things, like, as I said, the Snapchat AR stuff. And I think small businesses as well can utilize this. As I said, you can hire somebody on Fiverr, maybe cost you less than €100, could be between 50 and €100 for them to develop a filter for your business. So say you're somebody in the beauty space and you sell lipstick, you could do that, like the Kylie Jenner thing. There's loads of different ways that you could use that within your business. You could do try-ons if you're somebody that sells sunglasses. You could do for people to try on the glasses before they buy them. Loads of different things. There's infinitive amount of ideas that you could use for AR and VR filters. So definitely go check that out. And if you're somebody that's in that space, like even if you're in somebody that has an online clothing boutique or something like that, they could try on the clothes. There's loads of ways that you can use it. And it's definitely something we're going to see an increase in. And if I hadn't brought it to your attention today, you probably wouldn't notice it, that you're actually using AR technology or VR, virtual reality technology, but mostly the AR in terms of social media. You probably wouldn't notice it, but you will see a big uptake in brands utilizing that more and more within the next year in terms of 2022. So that is number 7. Number 8 then is we're going to see a rise in UGC. So I've talked about UGC on the podcast before this, user generated content, which basically is content that your customers, so they buy a product from you, they take a picture of them wearing the product or using the product, or just a picture of the product. And we're going to see a rise in brands utilizing more UGC and investing in UGC as well, getting their customers to actually take the photos and send them to them. So brands that will invest in that, they're going to see a 20% increase in return visitors to the website when you use UGC. Also a 90% increase in the time that the consumer spends on their website. So this is really, really important information. If you are somebody, it can be service-based or it can be product-based, you need to use UGC images. And UGC images are 81% more likely to convert a customer. And with that data, I think brands are definitely going to put a lot more time and effort into it. So there's a shop in Ireland called Dunn Stores. And every day on their stories, what they do is share UGC content all day long, every day. And I will actually buy products from seeing it on somebody else, as opposed to seeing the catalogue images that they show that they take themselves. 9 times out of 10, when you see it on a real person, you're like, oh yeah, that actually looks really nice. Or you see them, how they had styled it, you're like, oh, that's lovely, yeah, I'd buy that coat. Saw a really nice green coat last week, and I wouldn't have looked at it only for that user generated content, and I wouldn't have went onto the website to have a look at that product only for that piece of user generated content. So it's a really good one. I have mentioned it before and I have said to make it part of your strategy. So what you can do is create your own hashtag and encourage your whether you're service-based or product-based, as I said, encourage them to tag you in photos of using your product or tag you in stories, whatever makes it easier. Or they can submit their product or submit their photos to you on Instagram or on your website. And you can incentivize people to do that as well. That's a really good way of getting those images. Because if you know that an image is 81% more likely to convert a customer, you know, why wouldn't you make that as part of your strategy for 2022? So that is number 8. Number 9 then is that, and this is not a surprise for anybody, is that TikTok is going to dominate the social media space. So everything that TikTok does, all the other social media platforms are following at the moment. So they are all watching TikTok really, really carefully. So I think that is going to be one of those platforms that is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. I think more brands are going to come onto the platform. More people are seeing the benefit of short form video content. And, you know, that's the way people want to consume their content. And that, what was it I said at the start, that 80 something percent of people are in 2022 will be consuming video. 82% of online content will consist of video by 2022. So definitely, if you haven't started on TikTok and you're worried about TikTok and you might say, oh, I don't know if it's right for me or if it's right for my business. Every business that you can imagine is on TikTok. And it's just a matter of, you know, being consistent, showing up, putting up one or two videos a day. And that might sound scary to a lot of people, but if you just set up your phone, record yourself doing whatever you're doing, whatever activity that you're doing for your business, packing orders, printing off orders, whatever it might be, it might seem really mundane to you, but people love that content. So definitely, and it's something that I will be doing in 2022, is I will be creating more of my content on TikTok and on Reels as well. So definitely it's something to look for. All the other platforms are taking their lead from TikTok, and that is where digital marketing is going in 2022. So it's really important to know and to understand how it works, you know, what the trends are, what things are happening within the app. And you don't have to spend a whole lot of time to do that. You could literally spend between 10 to 20 minutes a day on the app and get a really good idea of what's going on. Just go into the explore page and have a look and see what are the things that, you know, what are the hashtags that are trending, what are the different trends, and kind of get an understanding of that. And then just quickly make a little video for yourself. You don't have to make it complicated. And you'll get more visibility and you'll get more followers definitely in 2022 by using TikTok. So that is number 9. Number 10 then is that some brands are actually going to move away from social media altogether. This is a prediction from me. So in recent weeks, we've seen that Lush, you know, that I think it's a UK-based cosmetic company, moved away and stopped being active on all their social media channels and said that they weren't going to engage with social media anymore. And so this is what they said about it. So social media was not designed to look after people's health, but our products are, explains Lush Chief Digital Officer Jack Constantine. It's counterintuitive for us to use platforms that keep you hyper-tense, engaged and anxious. Lush has taken a stance against social media before. In March 2019, the company announced it was switching off, or so as Lush put it, switching up social, tired of fighting algorithms and unwilling to pay for newsfeed real estate. So during that 9-month break, Lush encouraged customers to engage with its staff and its store individual social media accounts, the Lush hashtags and its e-commerce site, the Lush Labs app. After that, the pandemic hit and its digital team saw that they needed to have an option to return to social media to communicate with their customers, and that's why they went back on social media. So it's definitely a big, bold move from Lush to take, because every brand, every big business has social media accounts. But I think this is going to start creating some kind of a, you know, maybe a role. And I don't think people are going to do it for, I don't think the big brands are going to, you know, delete their social media for genuine reasons. I think a lot of hype has come out of this, a lot of buzz has come out of this, a lot of talk, a lot of PR press. It's been in every newspaper, every magazine, everywhere, the fact that they are getting rid of social media. So the amount of press that they've generated by doing this, it will probably offset any of the effects of, you know, losing out on income from their social media. So I don't think that it will last. I think they will come back to social media, but they may come back on one platform only, and they might do something in terms of, you know, mental health and some focus around that and being a positive place on the platform as well. But I do think that some of the brands might take a page out of Lush's book and maybe move off some platforms or maybe delete some of their platforms. I think it's going to be interesting in terms of 2022 and what the big brands are going to do, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do as well. So that's it. That's our 10 different social media predictions and trends for 2022. So number one was short form video. We're going to see more of it. Number two is that social media is going to be more of a shopping platform. Number three is shorter attention span means more bite-sized content. Number four is there's going to be a push for video content on Pinterest and live shopping. Number five is live streaming TikTok. There's going to be more live streaming. Number six then is that brands are going to invest in finding out more information about their ideal customer personas or avatars. Number seven is we're going to see an increase in AR and VR technology. Number eight is there's going to be a rise in user generated content or UGC. Number nine is that TikTok is going to dominate the social space. And number 10 is that some brands may move away from social media altogether. That's just a guess. I'm hoping that by the end of next year that some brands will have done that, just so that my prediction is right. But that's it for me for this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed that one, and I hope that will help you with your strategy for 2022. If you've got any ideas or if you've got any suggestions for the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a DM on Instagram at lauraomahony.com. I'll have some guests on in the new year. Definitely have people lined up. I was supposed to have people lined up for this year, but COVID got in the way and it just didn't happen. But yeah, I'm looking forward to 2022 and going to bring in more interesting content to you on the podcast and more guests as well, because it's nice to have the mix of the solo episodes and the guest episodes as well. Don't forget, if you like the podcast and you've been enjoying the podcast, to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And also, if you could leave a review, that would help me out so much. The website to do that is lauraomahony.com/review. All the details on how you can do it on Apple or on Android are there. And we love Apple reviews because it helps us with the podcast charts. And we've been really high in the charts. And just thank you for everybody that's been downloading and subscribing. That really does help us out with that as well. If you've got any questions for me, drop me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you at lauraomahony.com. I'll link everything in the show notes below as well. Or you can visit the website as well, lauraomahony.com/podcast. I publish the website, or not the website, I publish the episode of the podcast on the website each week as well. So if you're ever looking for show notes, you're ever looking for anything, that's where it is. It's on the website. So that's it for me. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I will see you in the next episode.